God is good. And all the time. It is great to see each and every one of you. Thank you so much for coming out on this beautiful day. Boy, it was nippy this morning, isn't it? Is it now nippy or has it warmed up? Feels good, huh? All right. Well, we welcome you. We thank you so much for being here today. My name is Eric Dirks. And if you're visiting with us today, we put out a special welcome for you. Looks like we're a little thin today. Is there something going on that I should be at? Huh? No? Oh, I should be here? Oh, okay. All right. Betty's not offering to preach or anything. So we do welcome you. And we have on our bulletin, if you open it up real quick, I want to give you a minute here. It's what I call a connection card on one of the pages of your bulletin. You may have to fold it back and forth a couple times, but it will tear off. It's perforated. I invite you at this point to fill that out, if you would. And after the sermon, there will be an offering basket that comes by, and put it in the offering basket when it does come by. Mine's not doing very good this morning for some reason. But if you're visiting with us, we ask especially that you fill this out, just so we can greet you properly and say thank you so much for worshiping with us. And again, that offering basket comes by later on, and we just invite you to place that in there as it passes by you today. Give you just a minute to fill that out, and then I'm going to move to the announcements if you want to look at that. I want to draw your attention to the orange insert, Trunk or Treat. This is our third annual now, and it gets bigger every year. And every year, I'm amazed. I think the people decorating themselves in the trunk have more fun, or at least as much fun, as the kids do who come to participate in it. So we invite you to do that this year. Just put your name and your phone number down so we can reserve a spot for you out here in our parking lot. Or maybe we'll have to go down the street this year. I don't know. Some people are starting to bus their kids. If they're having a kids' event, they're starting to bus their kids to our event, which I am not going to complain at all about that. As most of you know, the Festival of Sharing is an event that is not just United Methodist, but the United Methodist Church participates in it. It is in Sedalia on October 17th. Circle A has been collecting paper products. And I believe they've already got those sorted in box, but I'm sure they would accept more if you maybe forgot to do that. The youth group is collecting dental kits to take up to the Festival of Sharing. So please make sure you read this on the back. It talks about the history and the event itself. Today is also World Communion Sunday. World Communion Sunday. We have a little insert in your bulletin. I invite you to get that out and read about it. You are welcome to give a donation to education in this regard if you are interested in that. So just read up on it and see what you think this morning. Now make sure that you take a close look at our announcements in our bulletin. A lot of important things going on. I do want to lift up one thing that's not in here. Well, actually a couple things. Bells on Wednesday is going to be up here in the Sunday school room, which is McCormick classroom right over here. Bells is where you will rehearse on Wednesday. And also, the youth group, as many of you know, the youth group in this church is just growing by leaps and bounds, and we give God praise for that. Youth adds so much to this church, energy and their leadership, and we respect that. But we feed them every Sunday night at 6 o'clock. And so if you're going down towards the fellowship hall on one of the bulletin boards, there is a sign-up sheet to feed the youth at 6 o'clock on Sunday nights. We invite you to take a look at that and see if there's a time when you could sign up. If two or three families want to sign up for one night, that is totally fine. We just feel that's an important ministry that our church can provide the youth. And quite honestly, there are youth that is their primary meal for the entire week. And so it is a very important ministry for this church to provide the youth to do that. So I would invite you to walk down there and look at the bulletin boards in the hall and just consider doing that. If you're listening to us on the radio, we invite you and we welcome you to this worship service of First United Methodist Church And if you're listening on the computer streaming all around the world, we welcome you as well and thank you for your presence today. Are you all ready for an awesome worship service today?
Yes.
All right. Well, let us begin with a prayer as we focus our hearts and our minds and our spirits on the reason why we're here. And then we will have our prelude and we will proceed at that point. Let us pray. Gracious and holy God, you are an awesome God. You are the creator of all that ever has been and ever will be, and you live with us in this moment, right here, right now. And we give you thanks and praise. We come together as a community of faith today, Lord, to focus our hearts and our minds and our souls upon you. And we ask in Jesus' name for your powerful anointing to be upon us, to heal us where we need healing, Lord, to bless us in ways that we never imagined. Help us, God, to have high expectancy of this worship service because of your presence. Dear God, we don't know what you're going to do, but we know we have faith that you are here. And we thank you so much for blessing us and giving this opportunity to us to worship you, God. Anoint us in such a way, Lord, that for some of us we may feel an empowerment in our lives that we have never experienced before. Help us, God, to recognize that as being your presence and your blessing washing over our lives. Dear God, we ask that all evil and negative thoughts run scared because of that presence, your presence here today. And we ask, God, that you empower us to go from this place after this service is over and just let your glory shine from us, God. We ask all these things in Jesus' name, Lord. Make us one with you and one with each other. Amen.